97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're here on this Monday morning. A little bit of fog on my way in this morning out near the Chesterfield Valley. Hopefully that is all lifted. I know there are a few traffic problems out there. Sue Thomas will be along with that here in just a couple of minutes. Welcome into the show. Carl Middleman has returned from lost wages and didn't lose much in terms of wages.
Didn't lose any wages.
Wow.
But we did have an amazing dinner at Sinatra's restaurant, which is in one of the Wynn hotels.
Oh, nice.
And it's out of the way, and they show Sinatra movies. In fact, they were showing his worst film ever that he disavowed later in his life. And a friend of mine who's a big TCM fan, like, they never show this movie because it's so bad. He plays a Mexican kissing bandit.
So last week, in your absence, we had Robert Davi on, the actor.
Yeah.
And he did a movie on one of the Sinatra's famous concerts, and he had to recreate it in this movie, and he sang Sinatra.
He's a good singer.
He's a good singer. So you should check that out sometime. And go back and listen to that interview. It was a good one. Great to get him on here. He's in the new Reagan movie, by the way.
I heard.
Yeah. So it's good. By the way, Kim St. Ange is off this week, taking a little vacation time, and good for her. Get some rest and relaxation and recharge the batteries. How about that? In the meantime,
and we're still in Facebook jail.
And we're still in Facebook jail, for those of you asking. And here's my frustration with that, beyond the fact that they're trying to suppress conservative speech. My frustration is there's no way to talk to anybody about it. There's no email where you could email somebody at Meta and say, you made a mistake here. What the hell are you doing? Nothing. There's nothing like that. I appealed it, but it was like a multiple choice thing that you pick multiple choice answers on your appeal. You couldn't write anything out explaining why they were wrong, and God knows how long it'll take him to resolve it. I don't know. But anyway, I just want to let you know that I put a post up on Facebook this morning so that you can see that. You can always follow us on X. We carry the show live there on the 97.1 Twitter page. I'll continue to call it Twitter. Those of you watching can admire my new Trump Vance t-shirt that I have, that has a very familiar-looking symbol on it. Carl, what would you say that is?
I would say that you might get a letter from Alex Van Halen.
If you just glanced at it, it looks like the Van Halen symbol, but it's actually a T and a V for Trump Vance. It's very well done. And the minute Brad Range sent me a link to the T-shirt, I had to have it. So I ordered it last week, and it got there by the end of the week. That's a good thing. So it's good. Hey, plenty to get to, man. The Trump second assassination attempt. We got this local guy from the supplement superstore who has pissed off just about every police officer I know. We're going to talk more about all of that right now in our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I hear you saying that they're baseless, but I'm not repeating them because I invented them out of thin air. I'm repeating them because my constituents are saying these things are happening. I mean,
but there's no
yesterday,
evidence.
Man, it is a full court press. The media cannot believe that you would say somebody is eating somebody else's pets. They're not worried about these illegal migrants killing Americans and raping women in America, but they are offended if you accuse them of eating somebody's pet.
The immune system plays a huge role in cancer, and inflammation is connected to cancer. So hypothetically, if the COVID disease created...
Oh, was that a little Freudian slip there? He started to say that the COVID vaccine might be causing some of these problems they're seeing. Wow, we'll get to more with Dr. Mark Hyman there soon.
And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop.
Sean Hannity talked to one of the people who was golfing with Donald Trump when this attempted assassination happened. He was describing last night how quickly they were able to get the president to a safe place.
Every woman cop I've ever dealt with, every single one that I've ever been pulled over by tried to make me feel like a bitch.
Oh, man, that's Andy Frisella. I've reached out to him to try to get him to come on the show if he wants to talk about this whole thing. He was on his podcast, last week on Thursday, does a national podcast. It's got apparently millions of people who follow it. And he said that about female police officers. That you detect maybe just a little bit of anger in there somewhere, right? And he tried to walk it back. He issued an apology. Our police officers here locally are not having it. In fact, the city and the county police officers have both said that they're not having anything to do with his company anymore. He runs the supplement superstore in a company called First Form, and he's been in the industry for a long time. He's done a lot, apparently, over the years to support law enforcement. But he's also, a cop friend tells me, he's got some very fast cars like Lamborghinis and things like that, and he likes to drive them and has been pulled over apparently a number of times, and police in the area are not unfamiliar with him. So
do you
maybe
know who I am, Mark Cox?
So maybe it was during one of those interactions with a female police officer that led him to be fairly angry with female cops and say this. Go to cut number one, please.
This too, man. Like, you guys can't just go around forcing your on everybody like you're the damn Gestapo.
Now, a badge and gun doesn't make you a
I think that's where people get pissed, bro, because there's a lot of police officers, and to be completely honest, especially women police officers, who try to emasculate men. They try to make men feel like they're being dominated, or they're being, they have power over them. And, bro, the quickest way to escalate a situation is to do that to a grown man, mm-hmm. And that's why that's why, in my opinion, women shouldn't be in field and police officers.
Yeah, that was it. That got everybody pretty fired up. He has issued an apology. He did a podcast. He did an apology. He said, I apologize. If I offended you, I apologize. Some people weren't buying it as much of an apology. I had a retired female cop on this morning who spent 28 years as a law enforcement officer in St. Louis. And this was her reaction to me this morning. If you missed the interview, you can go back and pick it up in the 6 o'clock hour at 6:08. But here was Lisa's response to me.
I don't feel that was an apology. He's talking about certain people shouldn't be police officers. Well, maybe there's certain people that shouldn't run a business either.
Yeah, the police were having no part of it either. Here's what they had to say yesterday.
The overall sentiment was anger, disgust. Some of these folks felt betrayed because they are big supporters of the company and know that they're large donors to the department. But the overall feeling was that they do not want any association with somebody who harbors those types of feelings.
Yeah, St. Louis County, St. Louis City police departments all said they would sever all ties with this company moving forward. So, as I mentioned, we have sent the email this morning inviting Mr. Frisella to come on and talk about it if he wants. But we'll wait and see if we hear back from him. I don't know. How do you feel? I've got the phone lines. I've had the phone lines open up this morning to talk either about the assassination attempt on President Trump or this situation with Andy Frisella. Or you can just leave us a message on the Odyssey app right there. Hit the microphone. You'll have up to 60 seconds to leave your thoughts on either of those two subjects, and we will play them throughout the show for you this morning. Be sure and stay tuned for that. We're going to get to Real or Fake this morning. And Joe Cardinale is going to join me at the bottom of the hour. I love having him on here. Real common sense guy, retired lieutenant commander in the New York Police Department. Among other things, he's warning parents this morning about all of those back-to-school photos that you post online all the time, particularly given some of the threats out there from child predators these days. So we're going to get to that at about 7:35. We'll be right back.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the Real or Fake News Quiz. My name is Carl, and I'm back this week. Yay.
Welcome back, Carl.
Thank you. And Kim is out this week, so it is a head-to-head mano a mano. E-mano? Nice. I don't speak Spanish. So Ethan actually won last week, Mark.
I know.
Because you weren't here.
I remember that.
So, and next week I will be recovering from Pitbull, so this will be the first time. And so In 2 weeks, we will have everyone back in the studio again. But Ethan, since you won last week, let us start with you. Real or fake? A French town with a reputation for wild sex parties is reeling from a fortune teller scandal. Real or fake?
Let's go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake on that one, Carl.
It is real?
why would a town known for sexcapades be worried about a fortune teller?
Because the mayor believed everything she said, and so she had her, she had the mayor like hire her family and pay for trips and stuff, or else poor fortunes would happen to this town.
Oh.
And then finally...
Isn't that called blackmail?
Yeah.
Yes. Law enforcement were involved, and now they're all in jail.
Ah, okay. I don't know how I missed that one.
Mark Cox, real or fake, Americans now check their phones 215 times a day. Real or fake?
I'd say that number is... I'd say that number is real.
Ethan Bright.
I agree. I think it's real.
You're both wrong.
Ugh.
It's only 144 times.
Oh, is that all?
That's
it. It seems
only
reasonable.
A gross amount of times.
Step it up, America.
Ethan Bright, real or fake? The most complicated word in English is only three letters long. Real or fake? You know what?
I don't understand this question.
Let me rephrase that. The word that has the most definitions in the English language is only three letters long. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
Mark Cox.
I would say that could be real.
It is real. It's the word.
Yes.
Run.
Huh.
It has more than 645 different meanings.
What?
I don't know.
Can you list them all?
Yes.
Yeah, start running those, please, for us.
Mark Cox, speaking of language, the word color in the English language is written with a U more than it is written without. British style. Real or fake?
I would say that's fake.
Ethan Bright.
Because I'm a horrible speller, I'm going to go real.
It is real, thanks to all of the colonization by the British Empire, like India. So in India, where they have a billion people, they spell it with a U.
Okay.
So
all right, I guess I can see that.
Because of the Brits. It's their fault.
I just didn't know it was a common spelling anymore. That's all.
It is. Speaking of India, Mark Cox, India won the fewest gold medals per capita and got zero golds in the Olympics and Paralympics. Real or fake?
You're going to have to repeat that for me, Carl. They won the most golds.
No. They won the least.
The least.
The fewest Olympic medals per capita and zero golds in the Olympics and Paralympics. Real or fake?
I'm going to say that is fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It is fake. Mark Cox, catching up. They in the regular Olympics, they won nothing. And in the Paralympics, they got 7 golds.
Okay. Well, nice. That's good.
And they got 29.
At least they recovered themselves a little bit.
Ethan Bright. In Minnesota, they do not play duck, duck, goose. They play duck, duck, gray duck. Is that real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go fake.
You know, people are screaming at the radio right now, and they're going, that's true! That's true! Because it is true in Minnesota. It's a, I want to say it's a Norwegian or Dutch thing. They play duck, duck.
Gray duck.
Gray duck. I don't know. We need somebody from Minnesota to call up or leave a message on the Odyssey app.
See, people from Minnesota are weird.
We should ask our buddy Bo Matthews if that's true. All right. Well, gentlemen. Winning. Ethan Bright, for the second week in a row, you are our winner.
Woo-hoo.
Just because of the Grey Poupon question. I mean, Grey Duck question.
Let's be honest, it's because Kim wasn't here.
You won last time, yeah, but she thinks did. She has bad luck when she sits in your seat.
Yeah. I see. Well, I clearly have bad luck when I sit in my seat. That's how that worked. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Joe Cardinale, retired cop with New York City. I'm anxious for his take on a couple things. Number one, does he think the Secret Service is doing all they could do to protect Donald Trump? And number two, he's also looking at this issue of child predators and what kind of risk you're putting your family at if you post a bunch of pictures of your kid online. We're going to be back in just a minute.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
Wow, that is the Palm Beach County Sheriff yesterday describing what happened in the moments before they discovered this shooter lying in wait for President Trump. And, I mean, just historic, if you think about it, that in a two-month period of time, we've had two assassination attempts on a presidential candidate in this country. And the fact that it's not the lead news story on every channel in America this morning is shocking to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it is on some. They mention it, and then they move on to something else. So we've got Joe Cardinale on with us this morning. He's a retired New York Police Department lieutenant commander. And, Joe, I know I didn't schedule you on this morning to talk about this, but it's popped up now. What's your reaction to this assassination attempt?
I mean, this is becoming normal in America right now. And we discussed it on so many different stations about how this hate rhetoric is contributing to it. The fact that they refer to him as Hitler, as they refer to him as the word dictator. They use all the words that ignite these embers that are burning in people. And you get this sad individual, this sad excuse of a human being that's so smug in his shots on TV, sitting in the back of the car over there. And the fact that he's able to get that close once again, to a presidential candidate, a former president, is not sitting well with the American people. What? And thank God for that advance agent.
Yep.
And thank God that he, you know, that he's out there and he was vigilant. Because it's, you know, people have to understand, it's not the boots on the ground. The boots on the ground are told what to do. This is the higher echelon of the Secret Service, all right? And what is it going to take for them to increase? They have to double his contingent, all right, of agents that they need for him. And I'll tell you why, and everybody knows it. He's a people type of person. He gets out there and wants to meet them. He doesn't hide in the basement. He doesn't shy away from interviews. I believe the ratio was nine to one on the interviews that he does compared to any other candidate. All right. And this is what they have to take into consideration. They knew this when they started guarding this man. They knew that he would be out there shaking hands, meeting people and everything, all grassroots stuff. So they should put the complement of agents necessary for his type of campaigning. And that's it. I mean, it's easy to to guard somebody when they're sitting in a basement for an entire campaign. It's easy for that one because you just have to guard the house.
Yeah.
All right. But this is totally different. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop after the last attempt. And then you have, to your point, by the way, when you say nobody's covering it, when they do cover it, they downplay it. Well, he didn't actually take a shot. When are people going to realize this man was one hole away from another attempted assassination,
right,
where this time you don't know if he would have been successful? All right. But the fact that he got that close and he's up front and with a scoped weapon, all right, with plates, and he's going to film it, shows you the clear intent of this individual.
It seems to me like, to your point there, whatever they historically provide for presidential candidates, they've got to bump that up now a little bit. Because they said if it was President Biden, for example, if he was still capable of golfing and he was out there, they would have shut down the whole course.
Exactly. They would have shut it down. He would have the whole course to himself, everything else. You know, President Trump may have the whole course to himself or his friends, but it's not the point. The point is you have a sitting president that gets, you know, anything he needs. And understandably, he's a sitting president, all right? But this is beyond that. We are in a different world right now. We're not talking about ex-presidents that are out there doing things. We're talking about an ex-president that's in a campaign right now. This is the second attempt in a short period of time, right? Now, I know that they've had attempts on lives and everything, but this is unprecedented with a campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And they need to bump their game up. And my question is, when are they going to turn around and say to whoever the powers are that be up there, well, I don't know whether who's calling the shots to the Secret Service. Secret Service has to turn around and say, no, this is what we're doing. This is how we're taking this in this direction. We're not listening to anybody anymore. This is ridiculous, right? Because God forbid anything happens to Donald Trump, all right, it's going to be a very bad scene in this country.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, the reason we originally scheduled Joe to come on with us this morning was because of this Better Business Bureau warning that they put out about child predators. And, Joe, you know, I mean, I think we all just are so comfortable with social media these days, we don't think about it a lot. But people give up a lot of information about their children online these days, don't they?
Yes, you have to be very careful because, you know, as the police departments work 24/7, so do criminals, all right? So do these predators. They're out there. They're trolling the internet. They're out there watching for things, and they have nothing better to do, all right? So they just sit there and they further their game by making it easy for them with the parents putting photos up with the names. And sometimes they get a little lax in the background. They're taking a nice little birthday shot, and the address of the home is in the back. So you really need to be on top of your game as a parent. And I'll give an example. One of the local police departments here in Long Island, in Amityville, one of the officers turned around and told me that what he does with his daughter's dance school is he goes to the site for the dance school, and then he sees who visits that site. And when he sees somebody from the Midwest, some creepy-looking guy, he's alarmed as everybody else is, and they watch for this now, and they start looking into the background of these individuals. And don't be surprised if you come up and you find out that one of them is a registered sex offender, you know, because that's what they do. All right, that's what they do. So parents need to be aware of this, how they post, where they post, and when they post.
Yeah, and hope that we've got some officers in the Midwest, I'm sure, probably doing the same thing, I hope, keeping an eye on these
absolutely.
People.
Yeah. They're out there, but it's on the parents. It's on the parents that they have to go out there. I mean, the days of you and I dropping a wallet with 20 photos in it and showing everybody, those days are over. This is the way it's done right now, and rightfully so. Parents are proud. Grandparents are proud. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, it's a great point. Joe Cardinale, listen, I always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Mo.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We'll talk again soon. Joe Cardinale with the retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, and he runs Blue Line Pilot Cars as well up there in New York City these days. But, yeah, to his point on the security issue with Donald Trump, when you find out that this guy's got a criminal history as long as he does, now, it might have been 20 years ago, but I don't think it doesn't sound to me like he would have even legally been able to own a gun. And yet he got his hands on an AK-47 illegally, I'm sure. Like, where are the gun banners? You know they're coming. You know somebody's going to point out that this is twice Donald Trump's been threatened with a rifle. Because, you know, it's a common sporting rifle, the AK-47, just like the AR-15. I don't own one. I've fired one, obviously. But it's a semi-automatic rifle, just like anything else. A deer hunting rifle could also easily have been used in this particular situation if you got a scope and the point is to hit something. The gun is not the issue. The person carrying it is the issue. And in this case, this guy is a real piece of work from what we can tell. Ryan Wesley Ruth, age 58, apparently was caught with a fully automatic machine gun at some point in the past, which leads me to believe we will find out later today that wherever he got that gun, he didn't buy it himself legally. He would have been flagged somewhere as a result of that. So more details are going to come out on that throughout the course of the day. Be sure and stay tuned for that. And we will get to a little bit more on what we know on that case, if anything new's coming out, and particularly some of the rhetoric that's been ramped up by the people on the left in this country. Specifically, we're going to get to that when we come back. there's ringing. Joe Biden finally made it to a microphone.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
Wow, that is the Palm Beach County Sheriff yesterday describing what happened in the moments before they discovered this shooter lying in wait for President Trump. And, I mean, just historic, if you think about it, that in a two-month period of time, we've had two assassination attempts on a presidential candidate in this country. And the fact that it's not the lead news story on every channel in America this morning is shocking to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it is on some. They mention it, and then they move on to something else. So we've got Joe Cardinale on with us this morning. He's a retired New York Police Department lieutenant commander. And, Joe, I know I didn't schedule you on this morning to talk about this, but it's popped up now. What's your reaction to this assassination attempt?
I mean, this is becoming normal in America right now. And we discussed it on so many different stations about how this hate rhetoric is contributing to it. The fact that they refer to him as Hitler, as they refer to him as the word dictator. They use all the words that ignite these embers that are burning in people. And you get this sad individual, this sad excuse of a human being that's so smug in his shots on TV, sitting in the back of the car over there. And the fact that he's able to get that close once again, get that close to a presidential candidate, a former president, is not sitting well with the American people. What? And thank God for that advance agent.
Yep.
And thank God that he, you know, that he's out there and he was vigilant. Because it's, you know, people have to understand, it's not the boots on the ground. The boots on the ground are told what to do. This is the higher echelon of the Secret Service, all right? And what is it going to take for them to increase? They have to double his contingent, all right, of agents that they need for him. And I'll tell you why, and everybody knows it. He's a people type of person. He gets out there and wants to meet them. He doesn't hide in the basement. He doesn't shy away from interviews. I believe the ratio was nine to one on the interviews that he does compared to any other candidate. All right. And this is what they have to take into consideration. They knew this when they started guarding this man. They knew that he would be out there shaking hands, meeting people and everything, all grassroots stuff. So they should put the complement of agents necessary for his type of campaigning. And that's it. I mean, it's easy to to guard somebody when they're sitting in a basement for an entire campaign. It's easy for that one because you just have to guard the house.
Yeah.
All right. But this is totally different. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop after the last attempt. And then you have, to your point, by the way, when you say nobody's covering it, when they do cover it, they downplay it. Well, he didn't actually take a shot. When are people going to realize this man was one hole away from another attempted assassination,
right,
where this time you don't know if he would have been successful? All right. But the fact that he got that close and he's up front and with a scoped weapon, all right, with plates, and he's going to film it, shows you the clear intent of this individual.
It seems to me like, to your point there, whatever they historically provide for presidential candidates, they've got to bump that up now a little bit. Because they said if it was President Biden, for example, if he was still capable of golfing and he was out there, they would have shut down the whole course.
Exactly. They would have shut it down. He would have the whole course to himself, everything else. You know, President Trump may have the whole course to himself or his friends, but it's not the point. The point is you have a sitting president that gets, you know, anything he needs. And understandably, he's a sitting president. All right. But this is beyond that. We are in a different world right now. We're not talking about ex-presidents that are out there doing things. We're talking about an ex-president that's in a campaign right now. This is the second attempt in a short period of time. Right now, I know that, you know, they've had before, you know, they've had attempts on lives and everything, but this is unprecedented with a campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And they need to bump their game up. And my question is, When are they going to turn around and say to whoever the powers are that be up there, well, I don't know whether who's calling the shots to the Secret Service. Secret Service has to turn around and say, no, this is what we're doing. This is how we're taking this in this direction. We're not listening to anybody anymore. This is ridiculous, right? Because God forbid anything happens to Donald Trump, all right, it's going to be a very bad scene in this country.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, the reason we originally scheduled Joe to come on with us this morning was because of this Better Business Bureau warning that they put out about child predators. And, Joe, you know, I mean, I think we all just are so comfortable with social media these days, we don't think about it a lot. But people give up a lot of information about their children online these days, don't they?
Yes, you have to be very careful because, you know, as the police departments, excuse me, work 24/7, so do criminals, all right? So do these predators. They're out there. They're trolling the internet. They're out there watching for things, and they have nothing better to do, all right? So they just sit there and they you know, further their game by making it easy for them with the parents putting photos up with the names. And sometimes they get a little lax in the background. They're taking a nice little birthday shot, and the address of the home is in the back. So you really need to be on top of your game as a parent. And I'll give an example. One of the local police departments here in Long Island, in Amityville, one of the officers turned around and told me that what he does with his daughter's dance school is he goes to the site for the dance school, and then he sees who visits that site. And when he sees somebody from the Midwest, some creepy-looking guy, he's alarmed as everybody else is, and they watch for this now, and they start looking into the background of these individuals. And don't be surprised if you come up and you find out that one of them is registered sex offender, you know, because that's what they do. All right, that's what they do. So parents need to be aware of this, how they post, where they post, and when they post.
Yeah, and hope that we've got some officers in the Midwest, I'm sure, probably doing the same thing, I hope, keeping an eye on these
absolutely.
People.
Yeah. They're out there, but it's on the parents. It's on the parents that they have to go out there. I mean, the days of you and I dropping a wallet with 20 photos in it and showing everybody, those days are over. This is the way it's done right now, and rightfully so. Parents are proud. Grandparents are proud. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, it's a great point. Joe Cardinale, listen, I always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Mom.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We'll talk again soon. Joe Cardinale with the retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, and he runs Blue Line Pilot Cars as well up there in New York City these days. But, yeah, to his point on the security issue with Donald Trump, when you find out that this guy's got a criminal history as long as he does, now, it might have been 20 years ago, but I don't think it doesn't sound to me like he would have even legally been able to own a gun. And yet he got his hands on an AK-47 illegally, I'm sure. Like, where are the gun banners? You know they're coming. You know somebody's going to point out that this is twice Donald Trump's been threatened with a rifle. Because, you know, it's a common sporting rifle, the AK-47, just like the AR-15. I don't own one. I've fired one, obviously. But it's a semi-automatic rifle, just like anything else. A deer hunting rifle could also easily have been used in this particular situation if you got a scope and the point is to hit something. The gun is not the issue. The person carrying it is the issue. And in this case, this guy is a real piece of work from what we can tell. Ryan Wesley Ruth, age 58, apparently was caught with a fully automatic machine gun at some point in the past, which leads me to believe we will find out later today that wherever he got that gun, he didn't buy it himself legally. He would have been flagged somewhere as a result of that. So more details are going to come out on that throughout the course of the day. Be sure and stay tuned for that. And we will get to a little bit more on what we know on that case, if anything new's coming out, and particularly some of the rhetoric that's been ramped up by the people on the left in this country. Specifically, we're going to get to that when we come back. Joe Biden finally made it to a microphone this morning with some comments to anybody who's considering trying to shoot Donald Trump.
Don't.
I don't know how effective that's going to be. I mean, historically, that's not worked for him, but he's out there trying it again.
Don't.
I don't know. Didn't work in with Putin, did it? Don't. Here's the problem. It's Joe Biden who started all of this. And it's Kamala Harris who's continuing. And that is the diatribe by the left that Donald Trump is going to end democracy. Remember that one? We hear it all the time from them. Remember this ad? Remember this ad from Joe Biden? That obviously, just before he dropped out of the race, but they were running these ads warning people that the world was going to end if Joe Biden, if didn't win and Donald Trump won.
Nearly 250 years ago, America was founded in defiance of a king, under the belief that no one is above the law, not even the president, until now. The same Trump Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade ruled that the president can ignore the law, even to commit a crime, because Donald Trump asked them to. He's already led an insurrection and threatened to be a dictator on day one. Donald Trump can never hold this office again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So you have Joe Biden's tacit permission if you want to go out and stop this tyrant who would be king. This is the message the Democrats have been sending for years now against Donald Trump. That's their message. That's what they've been telling everyone. Listen to Congressman Dan Goldman, Democrat.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Yeah, how about that? How about Carl Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat, cut number 9?
This can't be the guy that is supposed to protect us when it comes to people that are coming out against us. This is the same guy that could not say on that debate stage that he wanted Ukraine to win. He could not do that. This guy doesn't understand who our friends are, and he also doesn't understand who we are as a nation, which we are a country of immigrants. And the demonization of any group of people, whether it's black folk, and saying, you know what, we need to go out and make sure that officers have immunity to just go ahead and kill them criminally, or whether we're talking about those that he says, oh, all of the Hispanics that are coming in, they're going to rape your children. Listen, the problem isn't the people coming in. The problem is this guy and his people here that are doing the bomb threats throughout our country. Domestic terrorism is a real thing, and he is the guy that stokes it.
There you have it. Do you need any more examples? I've got a long laundry list of them here. Of these people on the left, congresspeople, the president of the United States, the vice president of the United States, telling loonies like this Routh guy, this guy's such a dire threat, you've got to take him out. He's got to be eliminated, is what Goldman said there. This is what we're putting up with. Trey Gowdy might have summed it up best here.
It's also clear the political rhetoric in this country is sky high. When you repeatedly refer to someone as being anti-democratic and a threat to freedom and rights, rational people know it's political hyperbole. But irrational people act in irrational ways, like trying to murder someone for political reasons. The shooter is being questioned, but of course he may not cooperate and cannot be forced to answer questions. Regardless, this is 2 shootings in about 2 months. Trump was struck by a bullet, narrowly avoiding a catastrophic result in Pennsylvania. Trump was not hurt in this second attempt, but it wasn't due to a lack of effort. It took about 24 hours for political opponents to return to their old ways the last time. We shall see whether this second assassination attempt changes anything.
Yeah, don't bank on it, to paraphrase the president. Yeah. Coming up, hoping to check in with Dana Marie McNichol. She is with Fox. She's up there on the scene of where this happened in Florida outside of the golf course, and see if there are any updates on this investigation. We've also got Tom Ackerman next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Joe Biden finally made it to a microphone this morning with some comments to anybody who's considering trying to shoot Donald Trump.
Don't.
I don't know how effective that's going to be. I mean, historically, that's not worked for him, but he's out there trying it again.
Don't.
I don't know. It didn't work in with Putin, did it? Don't. Don't. Here's the problem. It's Joe Biden who started all of this. And it's Kamala Harris who's continuing. And that is the diatribe by the left that Donald Trump is going to end democracy. Remember that one? We hear it all the time from them. Remember this ad? Remember this ad from Joe Biden? That obviously, just before he dropped out of the race. But they were running these ads warning people that the world was going to end if Joe Biden, I mean, it didn't win and Donald Trump won.
Nearly 250 years ago, America was founded in defiance of a king, under the belief that no one is above the law, not even the president, until now. The same Trump Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade ruled that the president can ignore the law, even to commit a crime, because Donald Trump asked them to. He's already led an insurrection and threatened to be a dictator on day one. Donald Trump can never hold this office again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So you have Joe Biden's tacit permission if you want to go out and stop this tyrant who would be king. This is the message the Democrats have been sending for years now against Donald Trump. That's their message. That's what they've been telling everyone. Listen to Congressman Dan Goldman, Democrat.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Yeah, how about that? How about Carl Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat, cut number 9?
This can't be the guy that is supposed to protect us when it comes to people that are coming out against us. This is the same guy that could not say on that debate stage that he wanted Ukraine to win. He could not do that. This guy doesn't understand who our friends are, and he also doesn't understand who we are as a nation, which we are a country of immigrants. And the demonization of any group of people, whether it's black folk, and saying, you know what, we need to go out and make sure that officers have immunity to just go ahead and kill them criminally, or whether we're talking about those that he says, oh, all of the Hispanics that are coming in, they're going to rape your children. Listen, the problem isn't the people coming in. The problem is this guy and his people here that are doing the bomb threats throughout our country. Domestic terrorism is a real thing, and he is the guy that stokes it.
There you have it. Do you need any more examples? I've got a long laundry list of them here. Of these people on the left, congresspeople, the president of the United States, the vice president of the United States, telling loonies like this Routh guy, this guy's such a dire threat, you've got to take him out. He's got to be eliminated, is what Goldman said there. This is what we're putting up with. Trey Gowdy might have summed it up best here.
It's also clear the political rhetoric in this country is sky high. When you repeatedly refer to someone as being anti-democratic and a threat to freedom and rights, rational people know it's political hyperbole. But irrational people act in irrational ways, like trying to murder someone for political reasons. The shooter is being questioned, but of course he may not cooperate and cannot be forced to answer questions. Regardless, this is 2 shootings in about 2 months. Trump was struck by a bullet, narrowly avoiding a catastrophic result in Pennsylvania. Trump was not hurt in this second attempt, but it wasn't due to a lack of effort. It took about 24 hours for political opponents to return to their old ways the last time. We shall see whether this second assassination attempt changes anything.
Yeah, don't bank on it, to paraphrase the president. Yeah. Coming up, hoping to check in with Dana Marie McNichol. She is with Fox. She's up there on the scene of where this happened in Florida outside of the golf course, and see if there are any updates on this investigation. And we've also got Tom Ackerman next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.